This is the local VK5 news segment, and let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday night, we enjoyed two presentations of very high quality. Colin, VK5DK, gave us an excellent presentation on FT8, the digital mode that's taken the amateur scene by storm. He outlined in depth what equipment and software we require, how to set it all up and get it working together, and how to actually use it on air. Peter, VK5KBF, then showed us the ins and outs of proper station grounding and the best way to protect our stations against lightning strikes. Thanks, fellas. It was a very interesting and informative evening. The supper that was once again provided by Gabby, wife of Greg VK5ZGY, proved very popular and rounded off the evening very nicely. Thanks, Gabby. Hopefully the way has been eased for members who may wish to give presentations in future, as we can now hook up a laptop with one connection instead of dismantling the rest of the audio-visual gear in order to achieve that aim. We can now do this via either HDMI or VGA, so older laptops no longer present a problem. Just in case you thought I'd forgotten to torture you by mentioning our annual convention, you got it wrong. Planning continues, and we are very hopeful that we can provide you with some very interesting speakers before and during the sit-down Sunday night roast dinner. As stated last week, Ross from Strictly Ham will be in attendance, and as he does not attend many annual conventions these days, only two in fact, it presents a great opportunity to come along and check out all the latest gear and maybe take something home with you. Our home brew competition will be on again with some nice prizes on offer. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships will be a feature, and of course the now famous Sunday night dinner. We hope that this year will be bigger and better than last year, but no doubt you will be the best judges of that. That's all I have for you this week, and so, until next week, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. First of all, I want to correct an error on my part. I have been over the past few weeks promoting the Science Alive event as being in Wavell Showground on the first week and in May. This is incorrect. The venue is at Elizabeth at this time. The Science Alive event at Wavell is on during the 4 days in August as in previous years. John VK5NI will be coordinating this event, so listen out for further updates in coming weeks. Once again, I apologize for my error. The club antenna testing event at the southern end of the Ridley Park, Elizabeth, will be on today, Sunday the 8th of the 4th, from approximately 11 a.m. All are welcome. On Wednesday last, at the club general meeting, we had welcomed a visitor, Refik Bukla, who is originally from Turkey and is now residing in the local area. We hope to see more of him. The April Tech Night topic will be on surveying and the origin of the metric system, presented by Graham VK5WX. The May Tech Night will be a talk on the basic website design, presented by Graham VK5WX. The working bee at the water tower on the 24th of March was well attended and the number of tasks well taken care of. The beacon servicing and upgrades are progressing well. The VK5ROC repeater has been removed and servicing is progressing well. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday the 2nd of May. The club meets on the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the next general meeting is next Friday, the 13th of April, at the Modbury West Community Hall. And the activity for the night will be one of our gurus, Brian, VK5VI, giving us a lecture on VHF and UHF propagation. So come along on the night and listen to this excellent lecture about the higher frequencies. And the next day, Saturday the 14th of April, is the Northeast Radio Club Buy and Sell. Now the doors open for buyers at high noon, and the barbecue will be turned up to the maximum output, so soft drinks are available and lots of bargains are available also. Now, if you don't want to buy or sell anything, then it's a great social event. So don't forget, next Saturday, the 14th of April, at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. And the next Tech Night is on Friday, the 27th of April, and it's a night for UFOs, and that stands for Unfinished Objects. So bring along any linears that you haven't completed and see if you can get them done on the night. It should be a good time, so come along and enjoy it. Now, the buy and sell events are a good opportunity to get some technical books at reasonable prices so you can build up your technical library. And it's just great for anybody looking to study for license exams. And you can get a good used copy of an ARRL or RSGB handbook, or even more rarely, a copy of the radio handbook by William Orr, W6SAI. And William Orr has also done a large number of other books on antennas, so all of those are worth getting, and they've got a lot of information in them. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. You can get the latest AHARS information from the website if you go to the latest news and the upcoming events page. There is also a PDF file with the latest AHARS calendar, and the webmaster has updated this for me last week. The next lunches at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 13th and the 27th of April. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of April. AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The April technical session at the Shack on the 28th will be a presentation by Barry, VK5BW, and Jim, VK5TR. This will be about using oscilloscopes and probes. You're welcome to bring an oscilloscope you are not too sure about how to use, and I'm sure you and others attending the session will learn quite a bit about crows. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The presentation for the 19th of April general meeting will be by David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD. I've called this Adventures in Microwave Communications. They'll be demonstrating some of their equipment they have used in microwave expeditions in Europe. May the 17th general meeting will be the members buy and sell, so it's time to have a look around the shack and your shed and see if you have anything that other AHARS members may make better use of. John, VK5EMI, will also have some of the deceased estate items for sale on that night. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on exam questions, and at the August the 16th general meeting, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. If the moon and the weather cooperates, Wayne will be able to do a live demonstration in the park next to the club rooms. The next member show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of August, so you have several months to start a new project or finish a UFO. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Catch you next week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.